The uptick in legal abortions in states like Kansas, Illinois, and Michigan has not made up for the decrease in states like Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky that implemented post-Roe restrictions. That's according to a new report on the issue. SideEffects Public Media's Farah Yousry explains how the shifting abortion landscape drove abortion numbers down as patients and providers navigated new challenges.
The staff at Trust Women Clinic in Wichita, Kansas, can't keep up with the nonstop phones ringing some days. Ever since the Supreme Court overturned federal abortion protections last summer, clinic director Ashley Brink says they've had a math problem. Too many patients desperate for care, but limited time and resources to see them.
We're averaging about 500 patients a month, give or take.
Of those 500 patients, she says 400 come from out of state. And that's because since Roe fell, it's been up to each state to make its own abortion laws. In Kansas, abortion access was saved by a ballot vote, but more than a dozen other states issued bans or severe restrictions. Now, the Wichita Clinic has become an abortion haven for women in states like Texas, Missouri, Kentucky, and Oklahoma, where abortion is banned. Brink says the clinic had to adapt.
We had to change literally everything about our organization.
They tripled their staff, added more work days, and made some difficult cuts.
We've stopped providing, OBGYN care or gender-affirming care because we felt like we're one of the only clinics in the area that can provide abortion care.
Other states in the Midwest where abortion is protected, like Michigan and Illinois, have seen similar spikes in the number of abortions provided and patients traveling hundreds of miles for care. But overall, the number of legal abortions nationwide in the 6 months post-Roe fell by as much as 6%, according to the latest data. Dr. Allison Norris is an epidemiologist at Ohio State University and the co-author of a new report called We Count. It's the most comprehensive and up-to-date picture that we have of abortion numbers today.
The overall picture is one of a somewhat chaotic environment in which we know that the people who have the least resources are the most burdened and will find it the most hard to get the care that they need.
She says the increased capacity in states like Kansas has not made up for the decrease in abortions in states with bans or restrictions, meaning
some people will be forced to stay pregnant and will have a birth that they didn't intend to have.
The data also suggests that the number of abortions happening via telemedicine has more than doubled. Planned Parenthood Great Plains started new telehealth services in Kansas. Dr. Iman Al-Sadin is the clinic's medical director.
We are doing our best to expand and adapt, and we've been really, truly jumping from fire, putting out fire to fire to fire. I mean, yeah, it's been really difficult.
Difficult because laws keep changing. Some states have yo-yoed back and forth between a ban and a stay on abortion access. And that leaves patients confused on where to go for care. Sometimes that means people look outside the healthcare system and order abortion pills online. The new report does not account for self-managed abortions, and the authors recognize that limitation. But they say that while requests for abortion pills from overseas pharmacies are up, we don't know whether all requests get filled, whether the pills are used to terminate a pregnancy, or whether people perhaps order the pills and just hang on to them. Allison Case is a family medicine physician in Indiana who also provides abortion care. She says self-managed medication abortion early in pregnancy is very safe, but
we want to make sure people can get the help they need. Like if they do have a complication with a self-managed abortion, you want to make sure they can get help and know to seek help.
Social media is flush with anonymous posts from people looking for guidance on self-managed abortions. Some say they're alone and scared. At times, the only solace they have comes from other anonymous social media users who share advice. Farah Yousry, SideEffects Public Media.
That story comes from a collaboration between SideEffects Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom.